Wonderful, happy, happy Sabbath. It is exactly that. A wonderful, wonderful, happy, happy Sabbath. Why? Because we're here. Because God is here. Because He's given us another opportunity to try again. My sermon title today is Joseph, and the scripture that I had read, or that I read to you, was in Exodus, where Joseph was gone. Years had gone by. And there arose a generation that knew not Joseph. We need to know about Joseph. Joseph has some wonderful lessons for us. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word, which gives us so many wonderful stories and examples of people who came from dire circumstances and succeeded. They had many, many trials and many, many temptations, and many things went wrong, and there were many hard things, sad things, unjust things come our way. But we must never, ever, ever, ever give up. We ask Your blessing upon this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen. Joseph, the son of Jacob and Rachel. This was a man who dreamed, and his dreams came true. The world needs dreamers. But it also needs doers. So many people live in a dream world these days, but they do nothing about their dreams. They dream and they dream and they dream, and their life just goes by, and soon they have dreamed themselves into nothing. And some people have no dreams. They just go from day to day. They have no goals. They have no ambitions. They just to live one more day seems to be all that they have to look forward to. But Joseph was a man who dreamed and who believed in his dreams, and his dreams came true. He was a youthful dreamer. Let's go to Genesis chapter 37. Let's read a little bit. It's always good to read our Bibles and get our nourishment from the Bible. Genesis 37, verses 5 to 9. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf arose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bow down to it." Imagine yourself a member of a large family. Imagine yourself and your brother, who seemingly was the favorite of your father, would tell you such a dream. How would you react? Especially when it said further down verse 9, then he had another dream, and he told this to his brothers. Listen, he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars were bowing down to me." Wow. Your little brother just tells you by his dreams that someday your father and your mother and you and all your brothers and sisters are going to bow down to him. How would you feel? Well, there are many people in the Bible who had dreams. Jacob had a dream that he saw a ladder going up and down, or a staircase to heaven, and up and down the staircase to heaven were angels. Abraham had a dream, but it was a dark dream. He dreamed that And God came to him in this dream and says, your children, your descendants are going to go into slavery, into Egypt. And that's a horrible dream for a potential father of many nations to have. But there were other dreams too. Mary had a dream. And in this dream, an angel came and told her that she would have a son, and his name would be called Jesus. And Joseph had a dream. And other people had dreams. The king of Egypt had a dream that there were seven fat cows. And then along came seven skinny cows and eight the big fat ones. And there were seven sheaves of grain. Fat ones, very healthy ones. And along came seven other ones and came and ate the fat ones. He had a dream. Daniel had dreams. The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had dreams. Dreams mean things sometimes, and especially those dreams that come from God and not from eating too many potatoes before you go to sleep at night. Sometimes dreams mean things. And Joseph knew his dream came from God, but how do you explain that to 11 jealous brothers? How do you explain that to a father? But somehow Jacob thought about these things and says, well, maybe someday this boy will be great. He sure treated him great. He got him a special coat. And he also had Joseph to spy, which is what he was doing, on his brothers whenever they went away. He would send Joseph to say, find out what your brothers are doing and come back and tell me. Now, what would you call a brother that went and told your father and mother everything that you did? A tattletale. This did not make Joseph any dearer in the eyes of his brothers, did it? In fact, what did his brothers want to do to him? Put him in a hole. That's right. And they did. First they wanted to kill him, and then they decided, no, we better not kill him. He is our brother. We should just make it look like he died. Let's get rid of him. Let's sell him to the Egyptians. They put him down in a hole. Now, one thing that we know about Joseph was that he was a good and obedient son. And just because he was good and obedient and did what his father told him to do does not make him a tattletale. Sometimes your heavenly father wants you to look after your brother and your sister. And so he says, go and proclaim the word of God to them. Show them what my law says and tell them to repent, because there is hope for them that they can change their ways and become like Jesus, because Jesus is going to come and change the whole order of things some fine day, and then there'll be no more tattletales. But there'll be no more disobedient brothers either, and no more disobedient sisters. So Joseph had a hard little life in one way, because when he did what his father told him to do, it was resented. But Joseph was a different kind of a little boy. He had a lot of hope in his heart. He had a strong hope, and he knew that God was with him. He got dreams from God, and he loved to tell his dreams, and God gave him a special gift. He gave them the ability to understand what dreams mean. And Joseph knew that God gave him that gift, because when he was called upon to tell Pharaoh or to tell the chief baker or to tell the chief butler what their dreams meant, he said, God knows what your dreams mean. I don't know what your dreams mean, but I know God. And isn't that the key to it all? We have a heavenly Father who knows everything, and he's told us his heart, and his heart is that the world should be saved through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we can repent of our wayward ways, we can change the way we have been and turn into new creatures in Christ Jesus. We can be transformed into obedient children instead of disobedient children. For God wants us, and we are His children, to be obedient to His word. Now, when Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, he wasn't happy about that, I am sure. But we never hear about him grumbling or complaining. Now, don't you think that if he had grumbled and complained, that God would have included that detail in the story? But it seems to me he made the most of whatever situation he was in. He didn't always have it rosy. After he left his father's house, because his brothers got angry with him and made him go away, he was put into slavery. And the first man that he was sold to was Potiphar. And Potiphar found that Joseph was a very good worker. And he was very willing to do as he was told to do. And he didn't grumble and complain and cry and moan, "Oh, poor me, I'm a slave." No, what he did is he stood up straight and tall and did what was required of him because he had a dream. And some of us need to get such a dream going in our lives that no matter what comes our way, we will not waver, whether we are put in prison, whether we are enslaved, whether we are honored, whatever happens to us, God is directing our paths. God is directing our steps, and He wants us to acknowledge Him in all our ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Is that not what the Bible says? And some of us have a hard old life. As little Orphan Annie used to say, it's a hard knock life for us. But little Orphan Annie had a good attitude. She said, "One day somebody's going to love me and adopt me." And it came to pass. Joseph knew that one fine day all things would work out for him and he would succeed. But he had to put up with a lot of hardship first. He worked as hard as he could for Potiphar. He ran the household. Potiphar was so pleased with Joseph that he put him in charge of his whole house. And all Potiphar had to do was count his money. Because Joseph managed his household affairs and everything ran smoothly, but there was a wicked woman who wanted something from Joseph that was not his, and she offered it to him, and he said, "No, I will not sin against God or my master." And so she falsely accused him and told her husband that he did what she wanted him to do, but she said, "Oh no, he forced himself upon me." And that made Potiphar very angry, and Potiphar had him thrown into prison. Did Joseph whine and complain? The Bible doesn't say that he whined and complained about it. I'm sure he was upset. I'm sure it bothered him. But he grit his teeth, and he went to the prison, and in a short little while, he was running the prison because the guard made him a trustee. And he looked after all the other prisoners, looked into their welfare, made sure that they were as comfortable as possible in the situation they were in. And he even counseled some of the prisoners once in a while. And there were two prisoners. One was the king's butler and the other one was the king's baker. And both of these men had dreams. And one had a dream that he was serving the king out of his cup. And the other one had a dream that he was going into the king with a basket on his head with bread in it, and the birds came and took all the bread out of the basket. And they said, "Joseph, what does this mean?" He says, "Well, I don't know, but I will ask God who knows and understands dreams." And he told the chief baker, "In 3 days, you're going to have your head cut off." And he told the chief butler that in 3 days, the king is going to restore you to serving him in the palace. And remember me, Joseph said, please remember me. Tell the king that I am in here and that I am suffering for something that I didn't do. And please remember me to the king. Tell him about what I have done for you, what God has done for you. Well, the chief butler forgot. As soon as he got out, he forgot. And 2 years went by, and Joseph was still in the prison house. And then Pharaoh had a dream. And he dreamt about the fat cows and the lean cows and the fat wheat and the lean wheat. And he didn't know what it meant. And then the butler remembered Joseph and told the king about this young man who told me my dream and told the chief baker his dream. And he can tell you your dream, Pharaoh. So Pharaoh called for Joseph, and Joseph got all cleaned up and he was taken out of the prison. And Pharaoh says, do you know how to tell me my dream? And he says, well, I know a God that knows how to tell you your dream. And he listened to the king, and he told him his dream. And you know what happened to Joseph after he told Pharaoh his dream? Pharaoh said, that is wonderful. And Joseph said, well, you better get somebody to manage your affairs for you and to do this, 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 and this. And Pharaoh said, well, who better to do it than you, Joseph? And so he made him the leader, the highest person, the prime minister, second to Pharaoh in all of Egypt. What a change from the prison house to the palace, from the guttermost to the uttermost. And that is what God wants for each of us today. He wants to bring us from the depths that we are in to the heights of glory, to be with Him forever and to rule and reign with Him for eternity on a new heaven and a new earth. But in the meantime, folks, you got some things to put up with. You've got sin. You've got sickness. You've got discouragement. You've got family troubles. You've got financial troubles. Oh, there's trouble right here in River City. Yes, there is, right here in Aiken. Each of us has our own set of problems and challenges, but fear not. God is with us, and all our dreams and our hopes and our faith will come true someday. If you're looking for Jesus to come, if you're looking for heaven, if you're looking for relief from all your sin, sickness, or disease, I have good news for you. It is on its way. Now, some of you will have to suffer a little longer. You may be forgotten for a couple of years by man, but God remembers your plight. And He will raise you up in good time if you hold fast to the profession of your faith and never, never, never give up. Keep trying. Keep trying. Don't give up. Don't give up. Joseph had physical beauty, but it was never a snare to him. Joseph enjoyed the presence of God and won the confidence of his different masters. Joseph labored as a slave, but was faithful in the hard places. Some things are not too pleasant, but they need to be done. They need to be said. And not everybody's going to like you tattling on them. They don't like to have their sins exposed. Cain did not like Abel showing him up. Joseph's brothers did not like to be shown for what they were. But it took hardship, it took trial, and it took Joseph to bring them back to their senses. Joseph had a forgiving heart. Joseph was a wonderful, perfect type of Jesus Christ. He was. He was exactly the kind of boy that Jesus was. Obedient to His Heavenly Father, no matter what came His way. Jesus was not popular with His own people. They wanted Him put to death, and eventually they killed Him. But Jesus loved them to the end. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Some people hate Jesus today. They don't like what He teaches. He says there's only one way to God, and that's through Himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. before Abraham was, I am. Jesus claimed to be God. Every Jew on the face of the earth knows why Jesus was put to death, because he claimed to be equal with God. He says, you being a man, claim to be equal with God. And he said to them, before Abraham was, I am. How that provoked them. They could have handled him being a good teacher. They could have handled him being a prophet. They could have handled him being a rabbi. But he taught them with, like one as having authority. You have heard it said, he said, that you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, he that looketh to lust upon is just as guilty as if he had committed adultery. You say it's wrong to kill. But I say to be angry with your brother is the same as being a murderer. Jesus really laid it to them. He made them feel guilty. They wanted to kill him. Joseph laid it on them and told his papa on them. And papa would chastise them. And they didn't like being chastised. But those brothers, when they finally came down to see Joseph and saw how wonderful Joseph was to them, and how kind and how forgiving and how fatherly and how wonderfully he had managed affairs in Egypt, and when they realized that they had bowed down to Joseph as his dreams had predicted, then they said, oh my, what did we do? We saw his anguish when he was a boy, and we took no pity on him, but look how he pities us. We made our father so sad when he had to part with his beloved son. And look how it's aged our poor old dad. Oh, look at what we have done. Oh, and we even caused him to want to take our little son, our little brother away. And just look at the mess that we have been. How could he possibly forgive us? And yet Joseph forgave them and said, I will take care of you. Bring your little ones. Go get my dad. Bring my little brother down. And let's come here. I will take care of you. There's more famine to come. Come and be reconciled. And let's be a family again. Isn't that a wonderful story? Don't you think that it's time for all jealousies and all envying and all, well, this one's favorite to God, and this one is this, and this one. Shouldn't that stuff all cease from among us? And should we not love one another just as Joseph loved his brothers and forgave his brothers? Should we not forgive one another and love one another and provide for one another and walk together and go and let's capture those dreams? What is your dream today? You want to live forever with Jesus? Do you want to have a new heaven and a new earth? Would you like to be cured from the disease that afflicts you? No more worry, no more financial worry. Everything to be beautiful and wonderful, and no animals to bite you, or no mosquitoes to make you miserable. All this stuff is going to change, folks. Hold on to the dream. Never give up. You see, Joseph resisted temptation. Joseph was silent when he was being falsely accused. Oh, Joseph, what a wonderful example. And yet there rose a generation that knew not Joseph. See, Joseph was unspoiled by sudden prosperity. Suddenly he was prosperous after so long in the prison house. But he was unspoiled by this. When days of honor followed days of humiliation, he didn't yield to pride. Did he? You know, when his brothers were eating in front of him and they didn't know it was him, how many times did he have to run from the room because he was crying? He had compassion on them. Yet he could not tell them who he was until he had proved that they had changed, that they had repented. You know, those brothers changed their ways. They had done so many wrong things. Read about Judah and how he misbehaved. And his two sons, Ur and Onan, were slain because they were so wicked. And he himself was wicked. And Reuben and Simeon and all the other ones, how cruel they were. And yet they changed and they got tender in their hearts. Why? Because Joseph helped them change their ways. He showed them an example of forgiveness and he forgave his brothers. He interpreted dreams. And he interpreted dreams, and the dreams that he interpreted, one thing proved by these interpretation of dreams, it proved that stone walls do not a prison make. That you can be in prison, that you can be imprisoned in a body that will not cooperate with you, that you can be imprisoned in hard labor and trials and temptations, but that your spirit can soar because Jesus brings peace to your heart where there is turmoil in the world. So he showed great wisdom. He showed brotherly love. He showed family devotion. And he showed total surrender and dependence upon God. Oh, he knew how to return good for evil. Joseph is nearly a perfect type of Jesus. He is a good example to follow. He had a wonderful attitude. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Joseph, who was almost like Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, we are trying and we are trying and we are trying, and we fall and we fall and we fall and we make mistakes. We do things wrong. We can't seem to remember things we're supposed to remember. There's just so many imperfections in us, but you see us in the new heaven and the new earth where all is perfect and good and lovely and there's no more sin, sorrow, sickness, or death. You see us there seated in the heavenlies with you, and yet there's just this little bit of time down here in which we can become more like you. Help us, Lord, to keep our dreams, to keep our focus on you, to keep you at the center of our lives, our families, and help us to be the best that we can be in the circumstances that we are in today. Give us an attitude of gratitude, no matter what comes our way. Help us to be cheerful. Help us to be careful. Help us to be prayerful. Help us to be true to our beliefs and the things that we believe in, and help us to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the world so that we might win all our lost brothers and sisters into your kingdom. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.